Last week, the hostile rap about President Obama's education speech was that it was going to be political, socialist, Hitlerian, and downright subversive. Some parents kept their children home. Some administrators, among them Philomath's superintendent Peter Tuana, declined to let the speech be shown at all. The White House released the text of the speech beforehand for the easily intimidated, but as is often the case, the words of the speech were not the problem. Rather, it was that the president was giving a speech at all. Such nerve. He said his mother got him up at 4:30 a.m. to teach him extra lessons. He said, "It is your responsibility, students, to pay attention and succeed." He said, "No matter what you want to do with your life, you need an education to do it." He said, "We have to learn from our mistakes, set our own goals, ask questions, and ask for help when we need it." He said, "The story of America is about people who didn't quit when the going got tough." Nothing in the speech was remotely partisan. Hostile. That is the political climate these days, and the president's education speech is only one example. How about a protester toting a semi-automatic rifle outside an Obama speech in Phoenix, Arizona? Guns in public are legal there, but intimidating to honest communication? You bet. Remember, the healthcare town halls last month were marked mostly by heat rather than light, by the heckler's veto where angry citizens shouted down the speaker, and Saturday's rally in Washington where thousands carried pictures of Obama with a Hitler mustache and signs saying, "You lie," and other vilifications. Hyperbole in American politics is nothing new. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about our superheated rhetoric in 1830. And Thomas Jefferson, the champion of free speech, railed against the mendacity of hate-filled newspaper stories about him. But what is troubling today is the them versus us mentality at precisely the time when we need to find common ground. Hate speech is protected under the First Amendment, but that doesn't mean that it is not destructive. When a speaker is vilified as a devil or a Hitler, the message is that everything that person says or does is evil. In the case of Obama's education speech, it didn't matter what he was going to say. Those with closed and armored minds just weren't going to hear it. For the First Amendment to work, there must be a marketplace of ideas, a free and honest exchange where good and persuasive arguments, based upon verifiable fact, prevail. I realize that opinion trumps fact, just as emotion trumps reason, and we are awash in emotional opinion. I also realize that the economic stress of the country has made people anxious and angry. So we are faced with democracy's paradox. We are free to think and speak as we choose, and we are equally free to eat each other up with hate-filled salvos while all of our critical problems, from healthcare to education, go unsolved. It's ironic. Obama's education message was about responsibility. This is John Frohnmayer.